up, Lakers? Lakers, Lakers, what's poppin'?
Hi, Lakers.
Oh yeah, wake up if you are still sleeping. Let me tell you. I don't know what to tell you, but you have to cut soap for me because what? On a Monday morning, 7 minutes past 10 o'clock, you're still sleeping. Anyway, if you're still sleeping, it's time to wake up because, of course, we're here on What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. I am Theta. Leanne is here. And, of course, we're here to spice up your mid-morning like we always do, Monday to Friday. It's another week, and we're here to do what we know how to do best. We give you good vibes, good energy, everything that will make you happy. Laugh. Just laugh out your sorrows, okay? Because that's one thing that... not really. I don't know if it has been, you know, backed up by science, but laughing actually is the best medicine. I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah.
One frequent laughter every day keeps the doctor away. So yes, laugh. Laugh, okay? Laugh!
Please, do not laugh the one that you get to, Yaba.
that one is very, very important because people are watching. Don't know they are watching you.
They say
you laugh too much.
Who laugh best? Last laughs best.
Yes.
Until you
but if you
Yaba.
Laugh too much, you just be seeing eyes looking at you from every left, right, you know. And before you know, there's ropes that are flying left and right, and they just tie
and
you.
And it will not be funny.
Laugh coordinatedly, okay? Anyway, let's don't forget one play on the side to give you money. Shmoney. You can call shmoney. That's
Plenty
okay. You can actually say shmoney, shmoney, okay?
What
but you have
shmoney.
To play. Come on, girl. Don't you know? It's like a slang. You say shmoney. Money.
It's money or
it's still money now, but you just push at the back of it, so like shmoney. One place here to give you money, 20,000 naira to, you know, three persons this morning. If you can do the thing, dare
it
to win, okay? Visit www.oneplay.ng to get in on this game I'm talking about, and you can just, you know, have this 20K in your bank account, in your pocket, if you listen to me right now. Pick up your phone. Do not sleep, okay? Don't be sluggish about this. Be fast, all right?
Get
it's the best
phone.
Time to have data on your phone. Go to your browser. Dial, just type in www.oneplay.ng. With 500 naira, my love, you can actually, you know, dare to win. Stand a chance to win 20,000 naira when we do the live draw, 11:15. But I can actually just extend to 11:45 so that everybody has a chance to play and win. Of course, it's What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We usually start the show with Sound Off, but we have to take a break to come back and do that because it'd be many, many things be stopping in this country and we have to drop our 1 cent like we always do. But anyway, again, congratulations to the Super Eagles. I know that a lot of us are very angry. We didn't like the outcome of events, you know, of the match. We are so very, at the point, I felt like Nigerians were so confident that we're bringing the cup home.
Yeah.
But we didn't bring it. And we I mean, second
we
is not a bad thing. It's not a bad position. Second place is not a bad position.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was giving this analogy to my friend yesterday. I was telling her how if you're eating with your younger brother, or your younger sister, as the elderly person, I eat it with you, and there's a last piece of meat. Sometimes you leave it to your
sister. I'll chop
you don't,
it.
You know, you have no. That's not. That's gross irresponsibility. You
Feta,
leave it. You leave it,
it
for your younger ones. You just, in fact, as a matter of fact, a better
Feta,
example.
You, I know.
Leanna, no. See, I'm a very sweet auntie. Ask my nieces.
Feta
they will tell
will
you.
Struggle
ask
for
my
sweet like
and my
there's
nephews,
no tomorrow.
They
you
will tell
will
you.
Eat it.
Let me tell you something else. If you're eating with your younger ones, and you know it gets to a point that the food is becoming, you are eating, and the food is getting smaller and smaller.
Uh-huh,
at
you
some point, you will
leave the food.
You leave it for your
but
younger
Feta,
ones.
You will not leave the meat.
That's not
tell
me.
Yourself the
if
truth.
I'm not leaving it for you, it means you're not my younger sister. But in this case, talking about the AFCON, as the giants of Africa, the rest of them are our younger brothers.
Yeah,
and
we left
so
that
we
one.
Don't have to leave it for them. Plus, if you check, the cup not really fine like that. So.
Yeah.
When we saw the cup, that it was not the type
that
of
is what we call open Cassiope.
It was not our speck of cup. We're like,
yeah.
Let's leave it for them. How we golden cup be looking like bronze?
Even you that did not watch the match because of light. Yeah, we're all angry.
You should have saw the cup online. Mm-hmm. So if you saw the cup online, I mean, Nigerian Super Eagles had seen the cup before.
That's a Johan cup.
They look at it. Which what I want is on drink.
Maybe.
I love
you like
I love the
water. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
The former governor of Central Bank of Nigeria, Mohammed Sanusi, has said it is an injustice to blame the administration of President Bola Tinubu for the current economic hardship the country is facing. Sanusi said the country is battling a failing economy due to mismanaged economic policies of the past 8 years. He stated this while speaking virtually on Sunday at the religious event in Abuja. He said he would not join those who are bent on criticizing Tinubu over the current economic challenges in the country. He said, I have been, over the years, talking about the pending crisis ahead of the current economic hardship. Any economist who has studied monetary policy in the last 8 years knows that Nigerians will fall into this difficult situation. The difficult situation Nigerians are facing is just the beginning if the right decision is not put in place, because Nigeria is not exceptional. Such situations happened in Germany, Zimbabwe, Uganda, and Venezuela. The previous administration turned adamant about your appeal for corrective measures on the economic policy. I have said, this is him still talking. He says, I have said in the presence of the now sitting president in Kaduna State, any politician who tells you that things will be easy, don't vote for him because he's lying. People merely dismiss my adversary as a political statement. And now he continues to say, it is injustice for anyone to blame this current administration for economic hardship because there is no other alternative than the removal of fuel subsidy. After all, Nigeria cannot even afford to pay the subsidy. In the last 8 years, Central Bank continued to print more money and the Naira continued to depreciate. There is too much Naira in circulation because the CBN is printing the currency without restraint. It's a very long one here, so I don't think I'll be able to take all of that. But basically, this is a former CBN governor telling us that it's injustice for us to blame the current administration for what we are facing, for the economic hardship. But you have blamed the past administration for it. Let me start by saying that I don't think anybody is blaming any administration for doing anything. We put people there to manage things and make things work to start with. Let's forget about the campaign promises that they make. Nigerians,
importantly,
voted. You are there because, you know, you were put there. Let's put it that way. And to start with, it is the right of any citizen to blame who they think is responsible for their hardship. That's to start with. If a particular administration feels that they are not responsible for the economic hardship, then somebody needs to pay for what we are going through. Somebody needs to be taken to court to at least tell us what happened. The last 8 years, we have also been citizens of this country. We saw what happened. So if you're here, it obviously means that you have something better to offer us. Removal of subsidy is the only solution. Does it look like subsidy is gone, though? It doesn't look like that. It doesn't actually look like that. So when you say that we should not be blaming and we should be patient, look, if it's one thing that Nigerians have, we know how to be patient. You can't even take it from us. We know how. In fact, when they say the patient dog eat the fattest bone, they're talking about Nigerians. But the bone itself, we are not even seeing it, not to talk of.
Eat.
Do you get my point? So, like, I came here to sound off on the fact that you can't say that it's injustice. Because is it not injustice, the kind of economic hardship that Nigerians are going through, to start with? Do we deserve this kind of hardship? What wrong have Nigerians done that makes them to deserve the kind of hardship you're going through? Have you seen the prices of food in the market? Have you seen the prices of food in the market? I used to say before that there's something called from hand to mouth. Now there's no hand, not to talk of mouth. So we have to blame somebody. Somebody has to pay for all of this. It is not something that we're supposed to just overlook. things are going to work out fine. We have faith. We are hoping that things will work out fine. But pending that time that things will work out fine, what about the things that are supposed to happen right now for us to even have that faith? Right now, if you go on the streets and ask people, Nigerians, what they feel, if they are having, I'm telling you, I have not even done it, but I'm sure. No, you won't get people who will tell you that they have faith in, you know, in the situation that Nigeria is facing, that, oh, I have faith that things will work out fine. The percentage is so low. It is so low. Morale is so down.
Mm-hmm.
The purchasing power of Nigeria is at zero level. And it is not quite injustice, if you ask me, to say that somebody is to be blamed for this, and that person has to answer for all of this. I know a lot of investigations are going on as per fraud in one sector or the other, but so far so good. Where are the results? Where are the results? Nigerians will have to keep talking. This is the power that we have. The office of the citizen of Nigeria is that he will talk. When things are going wrong, we will mention them, we will state them. And this is us hoping that the things that we say go as far as creating a little change until we see the bigger picture. Somebody is definitely to be blamed for all of this. And if one administration feels they are not the ones who are responsible for the hardship, then the past administration should come and answer for it. And that was Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date. It's WhatsApp Lagos right here.
Yeah.
You feel good?
Go!
I love a show that makes me happy. I love a show that makes me go crazy. It's What's Up Lagos.
What's Up Lagos?
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
You feel good?
Go!
We
live like la vida loca, yeah. I'll take you to Lagos. 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 To Lagos.
All right, 20 minutes past 10 o'clock right here on the show. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Today, Monday, it happens to be one of those Mondays in many, many days of my life that I woke up and didn't feel like, I won't even lie, I will tell you, Lagos, I didn't feel like coming to worry. I didn't feel like doing anything. You know those kind of lazy days that you have? You don't feel like doing anything at all. Today was one of those days, but guess what? I'm here. The one thing I know that is for sure is, if you really want to be something in life, if you really want to be out there and making a difference, you have to wake up every day and show up. Show up. It does, in fact, your most lowest days, that's the days you're supposed to, you know, come show up. Just do your thing, okay? I mean, I'm not talking about if you're sick and, you know, you're not feeling yourself, you're dying. No, that's not, it's not the same thing. I'm talking about your emotions, your feelings, when you feel like you're not getting it all together mentally. Sometimes everything in your body will be telling you that it will be indicating you need to just lay down and just be sober or something. But no, get up, get up, get up. All right, of course, one play that Angie's here to, you know, liven up the mood, of course, make you happy, put smiles on your face financially. And of course, we're telling you that you can cash out 20,000 naira when we do the live draw right here on the show. All you have to do is visit the website, www.oneplay.ng. And with 500 naira, my lovelies, you stand a chance. And I tell you, don't play the game with... Let me try. Now, play it with audacity. Play it with belief that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you will win. And guess what, Lagos? I forgot to actually tell you. Today is Liana's birthday. Happy birthday, Liana.
Thank you.
Did you bring cake to the office?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you have toasters. Olawale, this is where you come in. This is where you come in and, you know, do what you know how to do best. The audio car.
Olawale is audio. I don't want audio this
Forget
time.
Forget that scene. The audio car that you bought for her that we have not seen. Let's even assume
what
that.
What about the Banana Island house?
That one is not mobile. But cake is mobile. You can actually carry it. You know, yeah. The car now, you can say you can't drive because you didn't have enough money to fuel it. But the cake, you have hand. There is dispatch everywhere. Oh. So all you need is just to buy the cake. And Liana's birthday is today. Come and show her how much you love her.
Okay. Come show me love. Show me to the world.
But happy birthday. I wish you, you know, all the great things
thank
in
you.
Life.
Thank
more
you.
Model,
you're not
modeling
bell for
gigs.
Me.
I have to carry that bell. That stretches department.
That's too big.
Okay, Liana. It's time for the musing. And this morning, I want us to jump on a conversation that I saw on social media. And of course, I know you're asking where Stretch is. His song, Where Stretch is, going to be here in a bit. But of course, it's something that people are talking about at the moment. And I felt like, you know what, Lagos, let's talk about it as well. So it did happen that a certain guy... Should I read the whole story or should
Please.
I just... Okay, so...
Jesus.
This is an employer coming out to tell the story. He says, I have an employee whose monthly salary was 100,000 naira. So when the full pump price increased to 630 naira per litre, I quietly increased all my employees' salaries and this particular guy's salary was increased to 200,000.
Wow.
Now, he says... He received this 200K for months without saying anything. Last month, I decided to revert back to his old salary to know what he would do. Today, he mustered the courage to send me the message below, feeling entitled to what is not his own. Now, his job hangs in the balance. What do you all think about this? Now, the employee actually sent a WhatsApp message to his boss saying, sir, I only saw 100,000 naira. And the man asked him, what's your salary? He said, 200,000 naira. It's 100,000, but I've been seeing 200,000 naira for a while now. And the man now said, when you saw the 200,000 naira,
What did you do?
He said, I just thought, say, you were thoughting. The man said, okay, when you are coming to work on Monday, the salary that you've been receiving, all those extra 100,000 naira, bring it back. That is if you still need your job. And now the conversation is, do you have to acknowledge when your salary is increased by your employer? Given that you are actually exchanging labor, you are working for the money. You are working for, so do you have to acknowledge a salary increment, especially when you didn't ask for it?
For it. Uh-huh.
Is there anything wrong with not acknowledging an increment in salary? I want us to talk about it because we'll learn. We're learning. Even if we're having fun, we're learning.
Better.
And this might just be somebody's current reality.
Yeah.
Somebody's job is hanging in the balance.
Because of not saying thank you.
Yes. But we have to take a break, Lagos. We'll come back. We'll open the phone lines and you can tell me what you think about this topic. It's the musings on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to
show. I'm Feta. He's here.
They will call you
here.
He's here.
And well, of course,
have
you
we reached her happy birthday?
Of course I did. You can do that now.
Liana.
Sir.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. You know that song that is reading on social media now. How old are you now? No, that's
please,
song now.
Don't try it.
How old?
It sounded like
burial song. That's the one I was thinking for. If you don't want to take it there, you go and compose your own.
But don't worry,
we have a very special performance for you. We are inviting Kiss Daniel into the studio this morning. It's a live performance.
Yeah. Where's he?
You know, he's going to be coming before 12, of course, you see him.
So I don't
know.
That's
a little gift to you.
I didn't even know that this AFCON Cup I've been struggling about was so ugly.
It's not fine at all. I told them, I told Lagos.
Thank God, though.
It was, it's gold, giving bronzish.
Yeah.
And the way they even drew Africa on it, I was like, is that wrong. How to draw Africa?
Whoever drew it, it is a wrong draw.
It's a very wrong
thing. No wonder our players played like that.
I think so. When they scored the first goal, they were ginger. Then yeah, someone now came to tell them that. Then I said, for what? So they now relax.
Is this what we're going?
I made a very simple analogy about if you're eating with your younger brother, as the food gets smaller, you leave the rest for your younger brother, because you can't be dragging meat.
You've made your point.
So like
the countries that are not up to us, we've already dealt with them.
Even Ivory, no. You said the country that have already, we've already. Mm-mm. The first goal that we gave them was to show them that if I wanted to, I will win.
And even we met them before in the tournament, we beat them.
You understand my point?
So now, after all the money they spent,
people went to go and pack your people. They said they shout inside the winning side. It doesn't actually matter, for real.
Don't even want it. Look at it's ordinary cup.
Take the cup. What are we going to use that cup to drink? Which kind of water?
Okay, it doesn't even have
inside. Take that cup. It doesn't have any inside. If you take
Cameroon
that cup, it's a stream in my village. You can't even see the pack water. So what am I going to use it for?
So why are they calling it a cup? Why is it a cup?
Just call it iron rod or something like
iron
that.
Iron rod.
And we already have that. So it's fine. Just call it. Pay me, shall we?
People die.
Pay me.
No, I'm not. I'm not paying for what?
See, you have what you have.
There's something on your eye. Can you clean it?
I took my
golden tears.
I took my bath.
Okay, Lagos, we are talking. Is it right? Is it wrong? What is wrong in not acknowledging a salary increment? I mean, your employer decides to take the initiative to increase your salary because of the high cost of leaving without you asking. And then again, your employer also expects you. Do not forget that your employer expects you to take some initiative in the workplace. So he decides to take an initiative to do something good. But you did not acknowledge that initiative.
I beg to differ.
So what are you saying? What are we talking? What we're talking about this morning, is it wrong to not acknowledge a salary increment? What is wrong in that?
Okay, so when the person decided to increase the money,
the person,
did he increase it because I was going to tell him thank you? Or did he increase it because he knew the economic conditions in the country was bad?
That's what he said. He increased it because the economic hardship.
Okay, so what does my acknowledgement do for him?
He increased it 100%.
What does my acknowledgement?
He doubled the price.
Listen, so I should
double the effort, or you double the thank you.
I should frustrate on the floor.
You can't frustrate for him. Yes, to show that you
frustrate.
They say. You know what they used to say? When you are grateful for today, you see tomorrow's.
Oh, God, it is salary. Like not a favor.
I don't know how to paraphrase.
He's not doing me a favor.
You people can
when
say
you pray. What's the first thing you pray about?
I pray about to have life the next morning.
No, what is the first thing you tell God when you want to pray?
What's your business with me and my God?
Oh. You say thank you for the one you have done.
Let's also know that there was no official thing like, oh, sir, I need nothing like that.
Yes.
So if you saw money in your account,
double the price
you are supposed to be getting, are you not supposed to go to your HR and say, I don't know if there was a mistake or something?
HR does not make mistake. Okay, one of us, I bet they should leave me.
Now, when the money now stop coming,
I lost job.
See, you don't channel your anger appropriately. You're just shooting sporadically.
I lost.
Aim, you have to target. But now the money stops coming. You now realize that, they used to pay me 200,000 before. It changed to 200,000. Now it's 100,000. You now want to go and ask. When they increase it, why did you not ask?
I did not ask because I deserved it.
0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. Lagos, come on. Answer me this question. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Church Alive. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Charles. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Charles.
Yes.
Please, are you on my side?
No, I can't be of your type.
Are you on my side? You will watch that. Where you are driving? I got my type. Are you on my side?
He said no.
You have not answered this.
Let me quickly go to the topic.
Oh, yeah,
I think the employee has not done well at all by not acknowledging the increment.
Right.
Even if it means going to the HR or whoever is responsible for paying money into your account and say, see what I received, though. And the person say, okay, it's an increment. You say, okay. Then you can either go and thank your boss or either tell you or do something to show that you saw this.
Something like what? Send your family members to greet
him. I know in some offices, before they increase your salary, they give you a letter.
Yes.
Show that your salary has been increased.
Uh-huh.
But this one, there is no memo. You didn't ask for it. Mm. That is the truth. You didn't ask. Even though you are working, what if he doesn't increase it? What if you even request for it and he refuses?
Mm.
Will you say, of course, I know when Stretch said he did not do you a favor. He did you a favor by increasing it.
How can you do me a favor? How is it a favor? Am I not working?
You are working, but you did not ask for it. You can even ask for it and he will refuse. Or he will give you a 10% increment. But this one is...
He gave you 100%. Right.
So, I should...
Thank you, Charles. If you want to be ungrateful, just say if you are an ingrate,
No, let me tell you one thing. This situation has happened to me before where I was working for someone and he said he was going to give us a car to do the job.
Mm.
A car to run around.
Mm.
So we waited. Before the car came, we were using our own personal cars.
Mm.
Then he brought a car to do the job. Then one other guy was telling us we should go and tell him thank you. He brought a car to do the job, for goodness sake. Should I tell you thank you
is to do the job.
So
this employer decides that things are hard in the country. Yes, let me increase my employee's salary.
You guys are making it look
you didn't
like
ask for it.
Yes. I deserve to work.
Mm.
I deserve to be strong enough to come to work. I deserve to... My take home is supposed to take me home.
Mm.
He has seen what his own money is doing for me.
Now. So he increases it. And yes. At some point, he now stops giving you that 100%. So why are you not asking for him to continue?
Why
did you not ask for him to start in the first place?
The reason he increased it, has it changed if he's not being vindictive? The reason he increased it is because the economic situation. Is it because of my thank you? He increased it because the economic...
Thank you goes a long way. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Nigeria lost. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Hello.
This person
make up your mind. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, you're still alive. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Wisdom.
All right, Wisdom, go ahead.
Please come. Bless us with your wisdom.
So you mean all along since the hardship started, they've been owing me 100%.
Yes, exactly.
Wala.
Wait, Lagos, I don't understand.
You should calm down.
He's making a point. Listen to him.
There's a backlog. I need to go to the HR.
Simple.
Okay, go now. We wish you well. See, this employer has not
he
just
understands the story.
He understands the story. That's his perspective. That's the wisdom side of it.
You guys are thinking too much like Nigerians. We are too. When a boss, like the example I gave you now, the person gave the car for the job to be done. But in Nigerian mentality, it's a favor. Eshegon, thank you for the car. Is it my car? So the salary you are giving me, the reason you increase it is because you know the economic conditions are bad.
Okay, what if the employer does decide that? Okay, the economic situation is bad, but maybe it's not so bad for you. And decides not to increase it until you come and ask for it.
Why should I ask for something he knows that is... Doesn't he have money he's spending himself?
So that's the thing.
Is he a wizard?
So that's the thing. He decides to be very...
Do you know you have this... You have this mentality. What do they call it? Entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
I am not entitled. You see, I'm working in that company.
So to start with, you didn't even go to ask for the money. You're not even entitled to anything. But my point is that after you did not ask and you got, and you did not acknowledge that you got anything,
the person now
took their own initiative to stop paying you the money. Why are you asking for the person to not keep giving you the money?
Nigeria lost. Speak because, John.
That's your anger.
Nigeria lost.
Channel your anger appropriately. Good morning. What's up, Leos? Now, wow.
You
are so bitter this morning.
Yes.
Because of a cop you don't even want.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Oh, God, before you start that job, they don't tell you a month.
They go pay you.
Yes.
They don't tell you how much for your salary.
Then tell me before subsidy
you
is gone.
You want to wake up 300K adding to that salary.
I should go and kneel down.
The person where give you that money. Thank you goes a long way.
Thank you to who? To HR.
And somebody like you go enter motor conda. You no go even fit that driver. Thank you.
Can you imagine?
The person go to water.
I should tell
you. Say thank you. Everything, thank you. Thank you goes a long way.
You yes!
This call you made now, he said thank you.
You are paying your Okada man, but you will still tell the Okada man.
Of course,
thank you.
I can say thank you. Because you. He's my salary.
He knows your life, oh.
He's my salary.
This one, a dash.
Hold on. This one don't carry me go on that place entirely. Say if you come down for bus, you go tell driver thank you. Because other drivers can carry somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Do you know one thing
really,
I find very weird?
I say thank you.
Do you know one thing I find very weird in Lagos? When I'm in commercial bus and someone enters the bus and greets good morning, I used to be like, why? Why are you greeting me? But let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, 3 minutes past 11. What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to live. Do not forget that you can play the One Play game. As I'm telling you, be doing it because the testimonies I received last week, I haven't gotten over it. People who say that I played when you said I should play, they always win.
It's always
people
blessings.
Who wait after I say it, I cannot
testimony.
Guarantee.
Somebody came to my church and was waiting for me when I was coming out of service. And he came with his wife and two children. And they acknowledged the fact that he played One Play. And on Thursday, won 20,000 naira. And you said I should not tell anybody your name. Thank you very much. That's a testimony flying left and right. Thank you.
The person came to your church as per like a pastor of a church attend.
The church I attend. I don't have a church now. So as I was
coming because up, I know you can see that you have a church.
I don't have a church now. How can I say I have a church?
Is it not you? The same man that came to you with the man that put his head out of a bus on Third Milan Bridge.
Yes, the other one jumped. From one lane to the other before they started this consultation.
And then the other one that came down from
And now you're telling me that I should not assume that you can say
I
that you
have a church. I don't
have
a church. So this testimony...
Tomorrow now, you should check this testimony to change next tomorrow.
www.oneplay.ng I don't know what's
I'm just saying, I know what you can do. I know what you can say.
So somebody came to say thank you is a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
So
it's
why
the
you
fact that
it's a bad thing.
Okay, no, Alan. Should be somebody on third lane.
What can you not do?
The
Mr.
person
Stretch.
Jumped from that lane to the other lane.
He jumped. He didn't fly.
Yes. No,
he should have. He should have flown. If he didn't fly, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it now.
I don't believe it.
www.oneplay.ng.
What he said, that one is very correct.
Go there now.
Play with 500 naira or 20,000 naira. We do the live draw for three people. Okay, and it's you. Today is your turn. All right. 0700 993 993 993 0201 465 7190.
When someone is celebrating birthday and yawning, there's nothing for us.
Hey, it'd be fair.
You are not well.
Go and play One Play. We can give you today because it's your birthday. Go and play the game. Let's see if you even win.
I have played and I have win.
Okay. When did you win?
When I won, you called my number, I did not pick.
like, I'm impossible. Good morning. All right, do call us back, all right? 0700-993-993-993. Hello there. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Wow. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
I don't understand what's going on. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, live.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Lily.
Aww, thank you so much.
What is the problem? Is this your birthday?
You, thank you. So now you did buy this.
No, today is our happy. Today is my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday to your mom. Happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you so much.
Liliana, may beautiful things happen to you.
Amen.
Amen. You get your dreams farther than ever.
Prayer warrior, I'm here. Prayer warrior, I'm here.
Right, go ahead before a fall.
Why? What is
he's
that
talking
supposed
to you,
be?
Nigerians? to Nigerians.
What's that supposed
don't
to me?
We don't shush me.
I'm not shush you.
Igberaga,
mule wola bi enemy Igberaga.
So, your boss increases your salary.
Uh-huh.
You cannot say thank you. If I bought the bus and I come down alive,
you
I say
thank you
even after I've paid.
Thank you. In this Lagos, don't mind them.
It's surreal.
If I take a cab, a bike, the same thing happens.
I will say thank you. It's courtesy.
Good morning. I say thank you.
And that's your husband.
All this entitlement and
I don't just get it. So you are saying thank you to your husband and saying thank you to the bike man.
So in my own opinion, that money they've given to you that has accrued that does not belong to you.
They're taking it back.
Your money.
How can you say it's not? It doesn't belong to you.
Don't mind
act like you are like this boy. You're not the boss we're talking about. Because exactly, the story says that the boss is even saying that the money that you've been getting all these past months that you did not acknowledge, you have to return
bring
it back.
So I can also bring the argument that since you have been paying me 100,
he was not paying you. It was a mistake. Bring the mistake 100K back.
100K back. How? I didn't get it.
Hi. Lagos, we have a post on X and Facebook, so you can go there and drop your comment just in case you're trying to get through with the phone lines and we're not taking your calls. But let's take some messages on WhatsApp. Yes. This person here says, Feta, Stretch, and the Birthday Girl. What's up, Lagos? Mofe from Ikoyi says, I don't think saying thank you to an employer is right.
I don't think so.
If we have increased most of the service we render in the company, it is normal for my employer to increase my salary.
Simple.
But it is just normal to acknowledge the good deeds of the employer.
Okay.
Good deeds.
That's a choice.
And the person have made his choice to collect his 100K back. So you don't ask for it.
They did not even ask you to say thank you. Just come and say, ah, sir, I saw another money. What is it for?
Corporate shoemaker says the employer at first has faults,
yes,
and also the employee has issues.
Yes.
Voila. The first thing he says, the employer should have
issued
a letter of salary review to state the reason for increase. The employee is greedy and got carried away by the increase without asking for letter backing the salary review. Now, this is what the letter does to both party. It is that the employer cannot slash the salary by 100% or rather receive it bit by bit. The employee will hold the letter as reference and he or she will have say to claim. Now, employee don't stalk. Employer day smile. Power to
simple and short.
Unaron better. Flying eagles' wings don't break. Now, so we see and Patrick Abel get up. What do you mean? Don't talk to us.
Don't
like
want the
that.
Cup.
The eagle is tumbling.
We don't like the cup. We didn't like it.
We can sit forward.
This one says, are you kidding me? Which one be acknowledgement again? What does acknowledgement have to do with the job I'll do?
Abby?
The increase is to make me do the job better, not a favor.
Increase that you did not ask for.
You don't have to ask for it.
How can a boss that was reasonable enough to increase salary during economic hardship feel entitled to something as basic as I don't see the salary increment when it'll be urgent to kick? Well, one man business is often filled with many unnecessary shenanigans like massaging egos. Imagine in an organization of 10,000 plus staff, will she or he be waiting for 10,000 plus acknowledgement email? Make the bossy boss pack well job. Femi, don't talk
because
like
if
that.
You're doing
don't
a favor,
be like that.
See, if
Femi.
It's a favor, then you go to the street and anybody the you first give them 100K. Thing,
no.
You're giving me that 100K because
the first thing they teach
here.
A child is thank you. Even
thank
before
you
they teach
what?
The child,
you don't
good
thank,
morning, say good morning
you
or
don't
anything.
Thank somebody
you give the child
salary.
Something and you collect it back,
hey,
and you give it again and you say, thank you. That's the first thing
you
are taught as a human being is gratitude.
I will not thank you for my salary.
I nearly called you Serge.
I will not thank you for my salary.
The thing is, at least acknowledge that.
Acknowledge how?
Sir, my salary changed.
So let me tell you something.
Or I received this amount.
In any salary, there's a narration. Being salary for this month.
Yes.
There's a narration.
Yes.
So I know what it is. I can't say I received 100.
What it was a mistake?
Being salary for this month. That's what the
salary
narration
for
says.
This month. It may have been for another person and they sent it to
being
you.
Being salary for this month.
Oh. It could be that too as well. You
salary
know?
So I should go to HR. Sorry, HR. Ah, I saw another.
This is the same reason. They will mistakenly send money to somebody's account and they'll come and arrest the person because they didn't return it.
The WhatsApp conversation ensued like this. Good evening, sir. I received 100K instead of 200K. So you knew that your salary changed from 100,000 to 200,000.
And you came.
Then this the ogre says, good evening. What do you mean you receive 100K instead of 20? How much is your salary? It says 100K, sir. But I started receiving 200K since November. So I thought maybe it was increased. And then the boss says, when you started receiving 200K, did you report that you received more than your salary? He said, no, sir. He now said, before resuming work on Monday, send the excess you received from November back to the company's bank account. This is if you still want to keep your job.
Simple.
So now the boss is of the opinion that
it's
I did not increase your salary.
Power.
It was a mistake. And we just realized it was a mistake.
Okay, so
at this point now, you have to apologize.
So in this case, the boss is saying is a mistake. Is that
that's
what he's saying?
Yes.
That's saying that's what he's saying. That's a different case.
So but
that,
come and pay the money back.
If he's telling you, if it's a mistake that you send the money mistakenly, great. But it's not even my fault that you send the money. So I really don't have to.
Wait, what? No, that's what
if they mistakenly send money to your account, will you not?
You did not say that you've been seeing something.
With the
that's
narration,
good.
With the narration that being, employee. No. With the narration, being your salary.
My voice goes
for,
so crack.
My voice don't crack. Nigeria lost now.
He screamed tire yesterday.
Straight eyes.
And he went. He didn't have light, so he went to another person's house to watch this match. Ah. On top.
Who told you?
Insult me. Insult me.
Now on X. Okay, Esabuli already said something. Twinji Oyewale says, of course, you have to acknowledge every unexpected money that comes to your account. After all, you always complain if any money leaves your account without explanation.
Thank you. Or if, accountability.
Or if it is deducted, you will complain. So mm-hmm. why not? Mm-hmm. Loretta Daniel says, the boss is evil.
Yes, Loretta, I'm with you.
Yes, 100%. We are evil with pride.
Jada Kimsmi says, they are both wrong and right at the same time. Nothing to discuss with pressing issues at hand. Hashtag Hunger Day. Go okay. to OnePlay.
My dear Hunger Day.
www.oneplay.ng. Go there. Play the game with 500.
Play for two.
20,000 is about to be giving out to no three sense. People. Jada, it might just be you.
Feta, did you notice Olawale has
and that's to show you the kind of love
Hi.
That you have now.
Hi.
So Olawale, you see, think Olawale
in the face of trials and tribulations, you not
my heart
me.
Is broken.
You don't have hearts.
I have money.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life, oh!
Oh my God! All trouble.
Right, okay. All right. Aha! Cheers to life.
Breathing.
Sunny boy on the line.
Sunny boy. Idiocy. Welcome.
See. Let's tell the truth.
Sonia, please, can you just hold that thought? Call us back, please. We have to take a break. I'm so sorry, okay?
When ladies and the men all around. Who says you can't have it all with one play?
I got that defined boy. You have just won yourself.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, Melitus. Come on, one player, don't cost a two player because you won 20K.
So now you won yourself 20,000 naira.
My name is Well Done.
Okay, well done. I want to tell you, well done. You won yourself 20,000 naira.
With 500 naira, you can play to win big. From 120,000 naira to 190,000 naira daily on Nigeria Info. Go to oneplay.ng and play with 500 naira. And in a few seconds, your ticket is in the draw. Or dial *347*880*3#. Win daily on Nigeria Info. 50,000 naira on Money Crossfire. 60,000 naira on WhatsApp Lagos. 20,000 naira on Sunnyside. And 60,000 naira on Game On. So Lagos, what are you waiting for? The more you play, the better your chances of winning. Remember to dial *347*880*3#. Play responsibly. Not suitable for persons under the age of 18.
Make me live like La Vida Loca, yeah. I'll take you to
Yes, Lagos, as usual, always taking you and bringing you back to Lagos. 16 minutes past 11 on What's Up Lagos. We're asking you, would you or should you acknowledge the salary increment? As per, nobody sent you any letter that they've increased your salary. You just saw that the salary you used to receive normally every month has increased.
Being salary for the month of November 2023.
Say, my boss. I saw this salary,
because
sir.
It is a one-man business.
Thank you very much, sir. Is anything... thank you so much. Or just live your life. It's a normal thing. It's everything a double. God has done it again again.
I pray. I pray and God answer my prayer.
0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. We have a post on X and Facebook. Go there, drop your comments. But don't forget, as you're listening to the radio and enjoying our commentaries and other people's comments, you can be playing one play. That's a smart move right there.
That's okay?
www.oneplay.ng. Don't miss out. The live draw happens in a bit. And 20K for three people. You are one of them, okay? Mm-hmm. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a first time caller.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
The most important caller of the day.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Praise.
All right, Praise, go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, you need to acknowledge it because it's a new salary increment that you didn't know about. So you have to thank him. Probably maybe you thank him. He might give you a tip.
Another tip. You. Something is wrong with you.
Your eye is
so big, Praise.
It's not that your first time caller would have said something.
Is when you acknowledge that he will, you know, probably will just increase.
Yes, he cannot say, "Oh, Praise."
That's they say when you thank God for what He has done, He does.
Is he God?
I want support for that one,
man.
Even if
you praise a man, he will do more.
He will do more.
Thank you very much, Praise.
As you are praising me, I'm not doing more.
Voila.
After you tell me you married a stingy man.
No, if it's that one. My man is not like that. Do you know that?
They know they give shishi.
Do you know that last year, Valentine, our celebration was a carnival? We started from January 3rd.
Don't let trap start feeling
so
jealous.
Don't, if it's that my man is not
somebody
stingy.
Somebody running on her birthday.
Shows how much your man cares about you. On your own birthday, you're yawning.
Sweetie is waiting.
On my birthday, you see the live people that...
Please, let us speak.
My sweeties are waiting.
Your sweeties.
Let's go to Facebook and take some comments. Okolie Fortunate says his basic salary was 100,000 naira. When he got excess without formal communication, he should have followed the right procedure.
I beg you.
By calling his boss to report to him about it. Then from there, the boss will formally inform him about the increment. And it behooves on him now to appreciate his boss because the employee never applied for increment. It was the initiative of his boss.
And that's some period.
Okolie, are you from HR?
Yes, we are from HR. And we are here to collect what
Johnson Okpeyemi on Facebook still is saying that the employer is behaving as a typical Nigerian.
I swear down.
A corporate organization ought to have sent a memo to inform the employees if the increment is in good faith and cut across. And this shouldn't put the employee work in line. Consider the situation of things in the country. Just chatting your boss up. See if you can chat him on WhatsApp to say that you did not receive 20,000. Why can't you chat him up on WhatsApp?
I
got excess. So, what's going on?
Read exactly what he said. The first statement that he said.
I got 100,000 instead of 200.
Like the effrontery, the audacity, the temerity.
Nestor Obidigbo. Obidigbo says the employer is 100% right. Appreciation is a virtue. Trina Ayakeme says, Steven, what is that? I don't know what this means. Solomon Otodo says, dear employer, please understand with him.
We are not understanding. The time, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months have passed.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Nigeria loves.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You're still alive.
Can I have my say in what you are saying?
You cannot have your
come
say.
Come and say and say.
My name is Olumuyiwa.
Olumuyiwa, welcome to the show. Where are you calling us from?
From Aja.
Okay.
Actually, 2 years ago, I got... just 20,000 naira with my salary. Nobody say anything. They didn't even discuss in the organization group. And I now call MD. What happened? I got 20,000 from the office. And he said, so the HR didn't call you. I say no. See, they just give it for Christmas. Aww. And there are so many things like that. You know, if you are honest, you don't need anybody to tell you that you
Thank
must do
you.
The right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in conclusion, something happened in this Nigeria, maybe you people did not know.
Mm-mm.
One of the POS, like, you know, we have them plenty, new one, they now have network problem. And they started crediting their agent 10,000, 30,000, 100,000. Do you know what Nigeria did?
Mm-mm.
They started moving that money to another bank immediately. This country, they start, suppose it's the POS now that they be them. If I don't, they see cry everywhere. It's not common. That's why I didn't hear it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So this, now you're taking us to the angle of honesty.
Are you an honest person, Stretch?
Baby, do you get what he's trying to say, baby?
You are very honest in a bad way.
But I think you said that it all started when women started calling their husband baby instead of nine.
The child started behaving like a baby.
Your husband started behaving like a baby. Anyway, Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Do call us back. Chooks from Ikorodugberigbe says, well, Feta, Stretch and others. They do say that...
Wait, not Stretch all. And what?
Liana,
not
sorry.
All that gold. Not all that glitters gold. Is gold.
Okay, yeah. It's a means of test or mistake. Open up to your boss by his grace to enhance such much promotion.
Thank you.
Such much. Shoemaker, he says, okay, I think you're repeating the message you sent us before. Otaji Rwandem says,
Otaji Rwandem, fatalistic tendency. But the Lily.
Days belong to you, to all of you. Walk and never stumble. Amen.
Amen.
See, the salary you earn is a micro.
Minuet
proportion of your total output.
Yes.
If your employer, out of good, will increase your salary, he did it to maximize the expected output from you.
Exactly.
So that you may not have much to weigh you down from putting more effort in giving out your
exactly.
best. So I don't think I may want to go for acknowledgement.
Yes. That is why we are doing the same. Why will I go acknowledge what?
Merchant man. Remember, you're a merchant man. Maka, no, your employees.
Oh, yes.
He has made
Maka,
it.
Your employees are saying what
he
you are saying.
My point. It is
merchant man. You remember, you are a merchant man.
It is not dash. It is salary. It is salary. There are two different things. He didn't see me on the street and say, come here.
But you do know that not all employers will take that initiative to start with.
Yes.
So you took the initiative.
And a lot will just give you like so 5K.
So you took the initiative. So what if, should
what
I
if
die?
What is the same tendency that the employer chose you out of many others to just do
so
that?
So what?
So a lot.
This is exactly how people get into trouble because they could easily frame something on you.
Yeah.
How are you receiving money? Moving money out of the company's account.
Gratitude as an attitude is very, very important.
It's very important.
For your salary.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Your salary is 100,000 naira.
They didn't say you should continuously say it's just that one time.
They didn't announce that.
Did they announce it?
It was not announced to anyone. So but you just got the money.
He didn't say
you
should every month you should come and say thank you for your salary. Just that first one you received.
Mm-hmm.
It's curtsy to say thank you.
Curtsy, that's the
curtsy, curtsy you there. They say you say thank you to when you come down for
even to ask.
Yes, now you greet saying enter the boss. Good morning, everybody.
I don't greet anybody, but when I want to pay, I pay and I say thank you for bringing me safe and sound.
Hey, this one, they move me. I go muto. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? good morning. What's up, Lagos? Anna, call us back. Don't forget to www.oneplay.ng. That's where everybody's going to. Run there now.
And in the next 1 minute,
my birthday, what's it called? Spirit. No, spirit is bad.
No, spirit is what we see whenever you enter the studio. Spirit.
No, I know what you see whenever I enter the studio.
Oh,
so
yes,
no.
I keep seeing it.
Whatever. You guys don't know what you're talking about. But I'm telling you to play that game now.
www.oneplay.ng.
Yes, so 500 naira is what you use to play this game. I beg, don't miss. Let's go back to Facebook. Mike Easy Dean says, is that how to run a company?
Uh-huh.
A formal letter is supposed to be giving
simple.
To him, telling him that his salary has been increased. All I can sense here is the employer did this on purpose.
Yes, wicked employer.
Adam,
no problem. Leave
Adam
it for
Moses
us.
Says the staff should have reported when he was overpaid at first. He was overpaid for months and he didn't mention anything to the boss.
I was not overpaid.
I will say it's a test of being truthful and he failed it.
I beg you.
Yes. Mm. We are in support.
Orishimei says, assistant God, well done. Let's take a break now, Lagos. Don't forget www.oneplay.ng. Go there now. 20K about to be given to you. You just use 500 naira to do what? Assess it. That's all.
Let me enter. take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
What's up, Lagos? And of course, it's about that time for us to pick our winner
it's
on the one play
down.
Side of things. And if you never play this game, who you go blame?
If you don't play, you don't win.
Now yourself, you go blame. You can't blame your village people. They have nothing to do with this.
Your village people self, they're finding it difficult.
Oh, even they want to play the game, yes. But you are there, stronging body. You have phone, you have finger to press it.
www.oneplay.ng.
Say you not play. Say, I'm not sure.
I don't like playing games. You get we play you.
Okay. Stay there now.
20,000 naira for three people. And remember one very important thing, Nigeria lost.
Stretch. What has that got
to do? It's painful.
What has that got to do with anything right now?
Right on my birthday, Grace, and receive this money. It's yours, so come and take it. Dial *347*880*3#.
That is the code that you can actually dial. If you cannot go to the website and play, but I always advise that you go to the website and play, because it's very easy from there. Just click on Nigeria Info and follow the process there. You see the procedure, just follow that process.
It's easy.
It's very easy that way. I want you to win money, 20K, to put your mind down from the yesterday's,
brouhaha.
Yes. Use this one.
That 20K, you can just use it to, buy
me a birthday gift.
Olive oil, anoint yourself.
Or use every... Have you ever seen people use olive oil to fry egg?
They use it.
It's very spiritual.
Very spiritual.
Yes.
So if you buy yourself that thing, you can use it to cancel anything that gets you to the edge of your breakthrough.
Hey!
And then you come back.
Receive.
You say, no, Father Lord, you anoint yourself. Olive oil is not very expensive. You need money to buy.
How much?
I don't know.
Olive oil is 7,001, the big bottle.
I know you know.
He's trying to push. Don't follow this man.
I know. Is it
7-1?
That 20K now. If you buy this, change will remain. Easy to buy a napkin.
Napkin.
And you put aside what.
I know as we're talking now, you are vibrating.
You're vibrating. Use it to press your head from all the headache
of yesterday.
Yes,
look at my voice
please
now.
Please do not listen to them. When you want to buy something important, just let me know. I'll tell.
Please
I'll
hold the Valentine.
You that you were yawning on your bed.
How can you on your bed?
Don't let me talk. Okay, let me just take this one call as we're waiting for you to play the game. Let's
www.oneplay.ng.
What he said. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
I want to talk to. What do you call it? Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info is not around now.
Change. In this new year, before July, change. Is your character is bad.
Nigeria Info is talking to
Nigeria
you right
just
now.
Went out now.
Okay, back on to
your
story.
Back.
On X, there's this person called Call Me Papa T.
Okay,
he says that guy needs to be jailed because I'm sure his employment letter says 100K. But when his stuff was quietly increased, he kept mute, which means that if it was a mistake, that's how he would keep mute. Too much entitlement. A simple thank you, sir, for the increment would have saved him. Now, we don't know if he's going to have the job.
Sarah Lee.
Because
of Sarah Lee.
How many means?
Salary.
Because of Sarah Lee.
On
WhatsApp, Freeze from Ikoyi says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? It's the responsibility of the employee to notice discrepancies in their salary and to bring them to the attention of the employer promptly. Ignoring or not questioning a significant salary increase could raise concerns about the employee's integrity and attention to details, people always including their salary.
Thank you very much.
And then he says, on a lighter note, looks like someone hit the salary jackpot and didn't even buy a round of coffee for the office. Lesson learned, don't expect a raise without the paperwork. Freeze, you're my guy.
Love.
love. Mm-hmm. You are my guy. Let's go back to one play and see what you're doing on there. Are you playing?
Make sure you're playing.
www.oneplay.ng. Ngozi.
Ola never call me.
Eh?
Ola still never call.
I say, carry your relationship out of this studio. Hey! Don't walk here. It is not a relationship that is as solid as that of me and Stretch.
Okay, so you came here hoping for somebody to call.
Hi.
Your relationship is on the rock already.
It's already written
off.
So you thought he really loves you?
You think? So you fell for it.
Okay, let's pick our winner this morning. No time again. Let's pick our winner.
He might be callable, will not be.
The phone lines are on fire.
Jealousy. You want toxic relationship like your own.
If he loves you, the voice should pick himself.
Seth, yes. Or you should vanish here now. Stand here.
This is exactly what the devil came to God, to Jesus, to do on the mountain. If you are the child of God,
you are very wicked. If Olawale loves you, you should vanish here now with white cloth.
You are that serpent that came to tempt God. How do you know it's in the mountain?
Leave me like that.
How do you know?
I know.
I thought I have changed.
Just bring out your tongue now. Everybody will know.
Because
Okay, let's pick our winner. No time. We have to go Lagos. And yes, 20,000 are coming straight to you from one play to this particular guy or girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're rolling the dice.
Yes, we're rolling the dice.
It is here.
Ends with 720.
I told ya, it's you.
I have
to shout for me.
Shout for you, how?
Yes, shout.
How?
At least one of us is getting something today.
So let's do that. I need to know who you are.
Dash are not young on your birthday.
No, but she doesn't know. You can be prosecuted for this.
I'm telling you.
Really?
I'm protecting you.
If I do worse?
If we allow you go outside, now people are ready to catch you outside. You are yawning in your birthday.
On the day you are born.
I did not bond then.
Is that how the life is boring? Yeah. The person is a Christian. That's why the person won.
Hello, good morning.
Fine morning to you. How are you doing?
Very fine, thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, please. Do you listen to radio?
Yeah, I'm quite listening to radio now.
Which station are you listening to, by the way?
Yeah, Nigeria Info.
Oh, do you know what is your name, sir?
Joshua is the name.
So do you know what has happened to you this morning?
Yeah. I just got the last three number
here. Alright, Joshua, you have won yourself
20,000
Naira!
Yes, Josh! Congratulations! To you. Of course, one play will get in touch with you and you will get your money, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, right. Keep playing. Don't keep this information to yourself. It's not fair. Tell your friends and family.
Proclaim
the good news unto the world.
Go you out there so that they will multiply.
Lagos, we have to go. Don't forget to follow Nigeria everywhere. Did I say
Nigeria? Nigeria lost.
See, they follow us. We be giants.
See, let me tell you something. That thing is not. We don't want it. Nigeria, if we had wanted it,
if they had made it green, a touch of yellow, something
like
that.
That nonsense thing you play kind of score.
The thing was giving. I'll keep saying it was giving.
Yes.
And bronze.
Yes.
I look at
Cote d'Ivoire. Look at how all of it came out.
What kind of orange?
Are you poor?
I don't know.
No rubbish.
Anyway, Lagos, don't forget to follow Nigeria Info on every social media platform. We are on Facebook, X, Threads, Instagram. We're also on YouTube. But you have to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch us live when we go live. Of course, we have many amazing content on there that you like to, binge watch. So follow us and, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, on Twitter, D_Feta. Stretch.
Birthday girl first.
Oh, birthday.
Oh, the birthday girl is Liana, LIANA, Liana Okereke on Instagram and every other social media. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, right. Carry on.
Also, remember that the other two winners will be gotten in touch with by OnePlay and they will get their 20,000
naira.
They
will definitely do
Stretch
that.
Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on X. And to all the X's, Nigeria lost.
But we don't want the
cup. We don't want the cup. It's not fine now. You guys can do better. Have fun. Do better.
Ugly
cup.
Bitterness.
Lagos, stay sharp. Stay happy. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.